Welcome to Square Gators, the local harness racing show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening locally and around the world in the world of harness racing. The show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by local harness racing identity Daniel Hibbert on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
Welcome back to the Super Saturday Sport Show. It's 24 minutes to 11 o'clock on your Saturday morning. We're looking for a high of 21 degrees today. Currently, we're around 13, 14 degrees. Currently, we're in Square Gators with Dan Hibbard. Big week RSN calling for Dan. Where have you been throughout this week, Dan?
Yeah, morning stats. Bendigo yesterday and Sandown on Thursday. And it was at the ship meeting on the Monday night.
Yep.
So it's been a very busy week in the Meadows tonight. So, certainly clocking up the miles, but it's been good racing.
Every time I jumped in the car, I reckon I heard your voice. It was like you were trying to take over the world, like Pinky in the Brain or something like that.
No, not that desperate, but it's been busy period. It's got a little bit of a little bit worried earlier in the week. Just started to get a bit of the old cold coming on, but managed to shake that all off, and we're good to go. Good to go with a good meeting there at the Meadows tonight. So looking forward to it again. And then where am I next week? I think it's somewhere on a Wednesday, but I'll have to look at the roster.
Yeah, I don't even know where I am this afternoon.
It all sort of flows.
I'm supposedly going to Tat to do stats of Marupna, but yeah, anyway.
It sort of all flows in.
It does.
You don't realise where you're at. So, big racing coming up at Sandown in the next couple of weeks as well, and the Sandown Cup's right on our doorstep. We saw the big 7:15 race up at the Gardens last night, the richest staying race for greyhounds in the world, and the best greyhound race in the world for the stayers, the Sandown Cup's on in a few weeks. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and of course, the Run of the Roses, they call it, the 150th yes. running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. There's two favourites in the race, and yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing how that all transpires.
It'll be it's always an interesting race over there in the States. I mean, they don't sort of, I'm not sure whether they really follow racing as deeply as other parts of the world like us and a lot of England and Europe and that sort of thing. But this is the time of the year where they do get involved because the horse that obviously wins the Kentucky
Derby.
And
it's a part of the Triple Crown and all that kind of stuff.
They keep an eye on the horse that wins it, hoping that someone can win the Triple Crown, which obviously didn't happen for an extremely long time since Secretariat.
Yep.
And then we obviously had finally get done a few years ago. So, it's always a very good race to watch, and particularly if it's, you don't want it to bog. You often see they get rain over there, and it's an absolute mud bath for them. So hopefully it's dry conditions and they get a good race.
Yeah, no, it's interesting times, isn't it? And was it affirmed, the horse that won the Triple
Crown? I was thinking California Chrome, but it was an American Pharaoh.
American Pharaoh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I had California Chrome on my mind, but I knew it wasn't him, and it was,
Well, I was only going to say affirmed because that was a horse from the 70s,
American Pharaoh. There was a few that won. A few that got the first two, but never got the Belmont, which is always the hardest one to win. But the first two are generally a little bit easier than the Belmont. And if you don't know anything about the Triple Crown, if you know nothing about racing in general, I suppose, go on YouTube and watch Secretariat's wins in the three legs of his Triple Crown.
Seattle Slough, I believe, is the most recent one.
Watch Secretariat in the Belmont Stakes. If you thought Pride of Jenny was big in the Queen Elizabeth, that's got nothing on Secretariat in the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, they always talk about Secretariat being the best ever and all that kind of stuff, but
It was.
Yeah, I've got my opinions on that. But anyway, we'll leave that for another day.
But it'll be a very good race here on tomorrow. And not forgetting as well, we've got Pink Day at the Trots tomorrow here in Shepparton. And obviously the all
Gee,
the
that's come along quick again.
Don't remind me. It's all the drivers are wearing the pink pants, not just the girls. The guys have got them on as well for the next month of May. And the big feature day, which is a little bit strange in that it's on earlier in the month. I guess it's a good sort of way to get a kickstart to the event. But big day out there at the Paceway tomorrow. Plenty of auctions, plenty of raffles and giveaways. There's the senior drivers pony race. So there's plenty of action on there out there tomorrow. Make sure you get along. It'll be a brilliant afternoon. The racing, if I just bring up the fields, it's a good day's racing out there. There's 11 races. The first is at 12:35. The last of 11 at 6:15. So it's a very long day, but basically near enough to full fields in just about all the races. So everyone wants to get along to these races. They're good prize money races as well. So really looking forward to the afternoon there tomorrow. So make sure you get out if you're not doing anything and enjoy Pink Day at the Trots.
What was the week that was locally, Dan?
Yeah, we'll go back to last Saturday night. Captain Hammerhead did the job for us, winning for Dave Moran, Nathan Jack, leading all of the way. He's a really nice four-year-old, as you would expect. He only just won, but I think he might. He'd certainly have benefited from that run. He's in again tonight. He was too good, able to use the draw to advantage, and he will be very competitive in a lot of the good races going forward. 155.3 was the mile right there. He was too good. The rest of that card was... did we end up getting the quaddie last week, Stats? I think we
missed it.
Just missed it, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the third leg. The odds-on favourite got rolled. We had it one
right.
Out.
We did have... I'm just trying to bring that up. Yeah, Perfect in Pink surprisingly got beat. LaBelle Bijou led and kept it out, that's right, and had set at park. It was a really clever drive there by Ever Justice to win that race. So that was the meeting at Melton last Saturday. At the meeting at Yarra Valley on Monday, Killarney Prince won for Paul Wiedenbach, and it was a massive price. 61s on the fixed odds, got the sprint lane run to score 2.3.8. was the mile right there. He's won two of his 29 starts, Killarney Prince, and a very good performance to score at Yarra Valley on Monday. And then we had Shepparton's meeting on Tuesday night meeting. Victor the Inflictor got a good win for Mark Lee, Stacey Towers, $7 chance. He doesn't win out of turn, but when he gets the right run and races to run to suit him, he's just about unbeatable. He's a really good sit sprinter. 157.6 was the rate. He was too good. Ringer Russ won the second for Jan Murray and Ellen Tormey. It led 159.9. Beat Twilight Beach and Paige the Hurricane. Our Mystery Bet won the third race for Juanita Breen. It was the favourite in this race. Beat Glens of Tekoa and Tiger of Old, 158.5. The fourth was won by Well for Rosie Wiedenbach. Mick Bellman took the drive. It was an $8 chance. It was too good, 159 the mile rate, beating Stella Queen and Lil Nova. Mongiana won the first leg of the quaddy for Beck Bartley. It was a $10 chance and was able to score a narrow victory over Zabiri and Arnie's Army. Next race, Azor Ahai for Dave Moran. Doesn't win out of turn. He's got a long time out of winning anything, really. But he's turned his form around. Good win there the other night. Drew seven, just worked forward, sat park. Too good, 155.6 was the mile rate. Bud Sidewinder was a massive effort to win the seventh race. He was a mile back on the pegs, got the sprint lane, and he charged through to win for Michael and Jack Law. Good performance beating My Way and Chogi, 158.3. TikTok won the trot for Beck Morrissey and Mick Bellman, led all the way, and it was always in control. Led from the start, never gave anything else a chance. Had to be Harry. It was a good effort to run second off the 20-metre handicap, but it was just no match for the winner, who just did everything right. 21.9 was the mile right there. Luke Tabone and Craig Demler combined in the ninth with Just Pedro. It scored in 158.8. Montana Muscle was the winner of the 10th for Ken Covington and Gary Pekin. Got up on the sprint lane to beat Jansu and Hurricane Jane. Lots of change, ran fourth, and they went 2.2.9 there in that race. Ballarat Wednesday and Remus Phoenix, another winner for Ash Haynes. This is the half to my bloke, Hephaestus Phoenix. He's had two starts for two wins. He's a three-year-old. He was at a very short price favourite, 2.2.8 the mile rate. Still got plenty to learn. He's certainly racing out of his grade there in a 50 to 55 against the older horses, but he's got plenty of ability, and look for him in the better three-year-old races as the season goes on. So those were the local flavoured winners across the week. Their stats are a bit narrower there, but don't forget we've got that big meeting tomorrow at Shep, and really looking forward to getting out there for a little bit of the afternoon there to watch some of that really good racing, and hopefully we can also try and find a winner at Melton and the Meadows tonight.
Okay, we'll take a break. Coming out the other side, we'll have a look at Melton. Big cards at, of course, Caulfield, Hawkesbury, Eagle Farm, and, of course, Morfettville as well. We'll look at Meadows Dogs this evening as well. As always, gamble responsibly.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Buy new shoes for Kim, get soccer uniform for Jack, pay for trumpet lessons.
What are you doing there, Sandra? Oh,
these school costs add up so fast. I don't know how we're going to afford it all this year.
You should find out about Saver Plus.
Saver Plus? What's that?
It's a free program where ANZ matches your savings dollar for dollar. You can get up to $500 for education costs.
Really? How do I join?
Saver Plus is delivered in your local area by Berry Street. Participants must be adults receiving income from work with a healthcare or pensioner concession card. Call 1300 610 355 or look it up online.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Hi, it's Tim Symonds. Join me every Saturday on 1FM 98.5 for the essential collection of hits and pop history. From the swinging 60s through to the rock of the 80s. Essential hits every Saturday, only on 1FM 98.5.
You're tuned to Super Saturday Sport on 1FM, your one stop for all your sports news.
You are in the Super Saturday Sports Show here at 1FM 98.5, live and local, 11 minutes to 11 o'clock. It's going to be a high 21 degrees and overcast today. We're currently sitting on around 13, 14 degrees. And you're in Square Gators with Dan Hibbard, about to find a winner, but as always, gamble responsibly. Dan, we'll go to Melton first. Let's have a look.
Yeah, Melton tonight. The multi, we're going to kick off in the first. We took this the last week, I think it was. Race one, number four, Dangerous.
Just got rolled last week.
Just got rolled last week. Yeah, he was able to lead from the pole. He's drawn four tonight, but I just think he should be able to get across those inside him and be really hard to beat here. He's about $2.80 on the fixed odds. So race one, number four, Dangerous. We'll back it up and see if we can get him home. Second leg is going to be race two, number five, Captain Hammerhead. So obviously, I think it's pretty much the same multi we took last week from memory. One won, the other one didn't, but I think both of them are just going well. Captain Hammerhead, this is just this race is certainly no harder than what he raced in last time. I think he will push forward from a wide the middle draw. James Herbertson to drive. I think he's just going to push forward and be hard to beat. Obviously, sells up in Sydney with ladies in red going around in the big race in Sydney tonight. So the multi there, we'll try and get it early the first couple of races. Race one, number four, into race two, number five. And it'll be around about
$2.30.
That'll be for the for Captain Hammerhead. What's with
$6.74. Yeah,
I was going to say So that's not a bad price. We'll take that. We'll take that. So race one, number four, into race two, number five. The Quaddy, the first Quaddy tonight's. I think it's there's two very short legs. And the others are a little bit more complicated. The first leg, the numbers are 1, 2, 3, 5 and 6. Those are all the ones off the front row. And it's a good battle. It'll be a good battle early. Rocking all over the world for Glenn Claraven and Paddy Lee's obviously going to be very hard to beat. Young Bluey's going well. Doolagiri's probably not drawn all that flash, but can certainly get the right run. And then Quiet Storm, Cochinelli, drawn down low, should get nice, good runs in the early stages. So taking those two in the first leg. Second leg, taking three Olavici one out here. He's $1.45. He won last start in the free-for-all. And basically when the absolute cream aren't here, and there's about four of them that aren't here at the moment, he's certainly that next best trotter. He can't quite... can't quite knock off those ones that are a little bit better than him, but he is good enough to beat the rest of them. So he should be winning this race. She's a Wish is the interesting runner for Nev Pangrazio. Best of luck there to Nev with her coming back from a bit of time off. But I think Olavici should be winning. Third leg is number five, Smoke and Ace, one out here. Hard to tip against it, even though it is first up. He's only had eight starts, won five of them. He was down the track in the Breeders' Crown final last start. Before that, he was third in the semi-final and second in his heat. So he was, you know, he raced against some really the top liners. Comes to this race, he should be very hard to beat if he get all things being equal. Last look at the Quaddy, not an easy trot race by any stretch of the imagination. My numbers here are 4, 5, 8, and 9. They're the top ones in the market. Hard to really... Queen of Quebec's going well. Gaelic Lad was poor last up, but you'd think that it would bounce back, and it's been backed on fixed odds as far as I can see. Tweedledee and Kiang Stukas. Kiang Stukas definitely the one to beat, but just taking a bit of insurance there in that leg. So the Quaddy tonight, $20 for 100%. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, the first leg. 3 only, 5 only. 4, 5, 8, 9 for the last leg.
25%, $5.
There you go. So hopefully we can get a return on the return on our investment there for the Quaddy and also the multi tonight at the Melton Trots.
Let's go to the Meadows. Dan, we'll go dog racing. Who do you like there for us this evening?
It's not a deep meeting. There's obviously big races up in New South Wales, the 7:15, but it's all going to start to build up over the next. The next few weeks, we obviously had the Warrnambool Cup during the week, which was won by Matt Locke. So plenty of big racing over the next month in Victoria, particularly at Sandown. My best of the nights, just trying to remember what I actually tipped was my best of the night. It was in the one to keep an eye on is race four, number five, Gary Stunnon. He would have been probably... He may have been a bit longer price because of the four stomping probably would have been favourite in this race, but it's scratched. He is just going so well at the moment. He was a brilliant winner at Sandown last start. Before that, he ran a really honest third behind Fernando Duke. Once he gets in the zone, he's really hard to not knock off. He's won 16 of 67, which is not a bad strike rate, 23% win strike rate. But he's won three of his nine starts over this trip. And if he jumps and leads, and he's going to get plenty of clear air in the early stages, I just don't see how they can beat him. Small field as well. So going Gary is the best bet there. But the other one to keep an eye on is in the next race. If I didn't say it was the best bet of the year, it near enough was a fire last week. She was just into it up to her eyeballs. She's had three starts back from a long spell and been absolutely brilliant. She's drawn the pink tonight, but I think she'll get a clear run because the seven gets out really quick usually and wants to veer left. So she's going to get plenty of open air and she's just flying. So I reckon she's another really good bet. She's about 235, so race five, number eight. So there's a couple there at the Meadows tonight. My best race four, number five, but race five, number eight is a big go as well.
We'll have a look at Caulfield today. And look, everybody's all, I'm not going to tip it because it's now $1.50, but Mullawock, that is race two, number one, but it's $1.50 now. I got $1.95 during the week. But look, I like one today. Race eight, number two, Aztec State can win for us, I think, at Caulfield today in, of course, the 2,000-metre race there.
Yeah, it's handicap 420 into 260, so it's had good backing for the Hayes boys, Luke Curry, coming off a big week down at Warrnambool, so the stable's going well. Just beaten last start at Caulfield, so you'd think that it would derive benefit, steps up 400 metres. No reason at all to not think that it's going to be hard to beat there.
The Gold Cup is on at Hawkesbury today. It's on a good four. Some were not expecting that, but it is on a good four today. And look, I like one at a bit of a price. Take it each way. Race 8, number 2, Al Bogadon. It's $41 and $9.
He's first up, but he's 71 into 41, so he's had a bit of specking there at a decent go. He's had a couple of trials to get him obviously ready for this. His last run was back in October at Moonee Valley. That would have been the Moonee Valley Cup, I'd suspect, because Cleveland beat Vow and Declare. So that would have been the Moonee Valley Cup. Before that he ran ninth the Gold Trip. So at Flemington, which I would imagine was the Maccabi Diva from memory. So look, he'll certainly benefit from the run. First up, he's had four starts and his best effort was a second, but he's probably an each way bet to nothing there, Stats. So well picked out at big odds.
And at Morphettville today, race 8, number 5, Gold Wolf, I like each way. Currently $26.50.
Yeah, big day over there for Morphettville, the derby. What was the number you said there?
Number 5, Gold Wolf.
Yeah, he's on the drift. He's out to about $26, but he was a really good winner at over the mile and a half at Caulfield. At a big price, beating Gold Wolf and Antrim Coast. So his form line stacks up pretty well. So, yeah, no reason he can't run a good race. But I'm just having a look to see who's the favourite. It's Coco Sun's the favourite at $4.20 for the McAvoys and Jamie Carr. Won at Bendigo very impressively. Then went across to Morphettville and ran third to Vibrant Sun and Private Legacy last start. So it's stepping up to that 2,500. Did run over that in the Derby behind Zardozzi and ran fifth in the Victoria Derby. So you'd reckon he's going to be pretty competitive in the South Australia.
And those two each way all day, of course, at the $41 and correct. $26. This one we can back to win at Eagle Farm in the Victory Stakes. Race 8, number 3, Antino to knock over Uncommon James in its own backyard.
Yeah, well, Uncommon James is not drawn all that well. I was listening to this a bit this morning. They were talking about it. He's obviously, if he'd drawn a little bit better, I know 8's not horrible, but...
Has a great good first up record, but yeah. I'm liking Antino to knock it over.
Yeah, I think, and it's been well specced on fixed odds. Drawn inside it, so you'd reckon they'd press, find a nice spot in the middle of the pack there. He's unbeaten from three goes at the trip. So first up, he's had four starts for three wins. So he's got a lot of ticks against his name to suggest that he'll run well. And Vlad Djurić takes the ride.
Good calling tonight, Dan, at the Meadows. Yes. Drive safely down the Hume. And no doubt you'll be having one eye on Geelong and Melbourne this evening.
Yes, I'll be watching that with a bit of interest as well, making sure that they go well. It should be a good... good contest, but looking forward to sitting in the box and between races and watching that. And now I've got to go home and work out exactly how I'm going to get to the track because this roadworks that they've closed it from Wallen to Kalkallo. So
That's good intel for those going down the GE, or even Docklands.
It's shut for the weekend. It's completely the southbound lanes are shut. Until Monday morning. So you just make sure you're aware of that diversion. You can't go through Kilmore or Wallen to get onto it either. So just make sure you're aware of that heading down the freeway today.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, mate.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.